Service Daily Newscast for July 9, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Vice President Pence on Wednesday followed up demands made by Donald Trump and declared it's time for our kids to get back to school, even as the coronavirus surged beyond the bleak milestone of 3 million cases in the U.S. That from the Guardian newspapers, they report it could be setting up the next big battle of the pandemic. Pence, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said the Centers for Disease Control would issue new guidelines next week for the reopening of schools in autumn, prompting criticism it is yielding to pressure from the president. The Guardian points out that Dr. Anthony Fauci was notably absent from the briefing. And as the nation struggles to recover from the economic downturn amid the coronavirus, workforce experts are calling on states, including Colorado, to ramp up efforts to ensure that more workers have post-high school education and certificates.
Jeff Stroll with the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says fewer than half of Americans between the ages of 25 and 64 hold a credential beyond high school.
As we've entered into this horrid pandemic recession, certifications are going to become very core to some of our reskilling and reemployment efforts.
Colorado's post-high school attainment level is higher than the national average at nearly 60%, but according to the Colorado Department of Higher Education, 75% of all jobs in the state require some kind of post-secondary credential or degree. Students of color are at greater risk of being left behind. Just 40% of black workers aged 25 to 34 and 30% of Latinx and Hispanic workers have credentials. I'm Eric Galatas.
The U.S., once a leader in post-high school education attainment, is now ranked 10th behind countries including South Korea, Canada, Lithuania, and the United Kingdom. Meantime, as Pennsylvania reopens for the pandemic, some state lawmakers there calling for action to ensure the economic recovery does not leave anyone behind.
The pandemic has caused an unprecedented disruption to the economy and threatened the welfare of everyone in the state. According to State Senator Steve Santacero of Bucks County, it is incumbent upon state legislators to pass measures that will create what he calls a just recovery that helps everyone thrive.
We need to make sure that people have access to good paying jobs, that they have access to health care, that they have a roof over their heads, and that they get the help they need to get through the downturn that has been created by the virus.
Key elements of a just recovery include raising the minimum wage, instituting paid family leave, protecting health care coverage for all, and investing in education. But Santacero cautions that partisan divides in the General Assembly could block needed legislation. He says ensuring an equitable recovery from the pandemic will take the active participation of all Pennsylvanians. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
This is PNS. President Donald Trump scheduled to hold an outdoor rally in Portsmouth on Saturday. It is raising concerns among health experts.
Dr. Ben Lonquin, who consults with the CDC on COVID-19, says people have the right to express their beliefs, but he criticizes Governor Chris Sununu's decision not to require masks at Trump's event.
Whether Sununu goes ahead to not choose to proceed with a mask mandate, it would be at the peril of the community at large, because we know that that would be a situation where the likelihood of infectious spread is much higher.
The Trump campaign announcement about the rally mentions that they will hand out masks to all attendees. The event is expected to take place at Portsmouth International Airport at 8 p.m. Saturday. I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum reporting.
Few attendees at the Trump rally in Tulsa wore masks or attempted to socially distance. The COVID-19 rate in New Hampshire is lower than other battleground states where the Trump campaign considered holding rallies, including Florida and North Carolina. Meantime, Maine, California, and three other states, along with Washington, D.C., are suing to stop the feds from siphoning off coronavirus aid meant for low-income schools and sending it to private and religious schools. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos issued an interim final rule that requires CARES Act funds to be equally distributed to religious and private schools. California State Attorney Javier Becerra says that would shortchange needy public school districts.
The Trump administration is creating a process that could unlawfully take tens of millions of dollars away from low-income public schools and divert it to private schools. Some of these private schools charging tuition as much as a private university.
Finally, our Diane Bernard reports that the summer hurricane season has come to Virginia. A new report shows how the Commonwealth funds its responses to natural disasters.
According to the study from the Pew Charitable Trusts, Virginia uses a combination of mechanisms to make sure money is available to pay for destructive natural events such as flooding, which has increased in the state in recent years. Pew researcher Colin Ford says the Commonwealth and other states need to assess their approach to natural disaster budgeting as disasters become more expensive, frequent, and severe.
Right now, states are facing some mounting challenges related to rising disaster costs, tight budgets in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, uncertainty about the federal and state roles in paying for disasters.
Virginia ranks 19th in the nation for annual disaster aid funding from the federal government, according to a report by Go Banking Rates. From 2013 to 2020, it received $151 million in aid.
Federal government spent about $460 billion on federal disaster assistance between 2005 and the year 2019. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, listener-supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.